The ACCC handed down their competition report and found that dominant digital platforms like Google and Facebook have been dominating the market and addressed how they might be regulated. Radio Northern Beaches' Michael Lester spoke with a leading Sydney barrister who specialises in technology, Philip Argy, and asked him how the ACCC recommends we police the practices whereby big tech firms are taking over smaller startups and thus strangling competition.
So what they're really doing is saying the power that they have, for example, Google in search and Facebook as a social media platform, has the potential to be leveraged into giving them power in so many other markets. And so what's important is when they do make an acquisition, are they effectively grafting onto their current market power yet more market power in yet another sector? And that's the reason that it needs a lot of focus. So when you take someone who has substantial market power in one market and can parlay that into substantial market power in another market in which they've never operated, you do have to raise an eyebrow and say, hang on, what's the impact of this? And so that's where they've gone looking. I mean, the beauty of this report is it's alerted people to where things could go if you're not careful. If you just say, look, continue along oblivious to what's going on, You'll wake up one morning and find the only two sources of services on the planet are Facebook and Google because they've gobbled everything else up.
Well, they've certainly been gobbling stuff up in artificial intelligence and machine learning, and we might come back to that point a little bit later. But even in their own activities, they're looking to integrate even more their own operations that they've acquired, like Messenger, Instagram and WhatsApp. The only recommendation, though, I really saw in this competition area on a quick look was basically a system where they seem to be saying they want voluntary pre-notification to the ACCC of any acquisitions, particularly of startups.
So what they've done is add two factors. The first is the likelihood that the acquisition would result in the removal from the market of a potential competitor. And the second is the nature and significance of assets, including data and technology, acquired directly or indirectly through the body corporate. So the advance notice protocol is really so that they can jump in with an injunction if, having got advance notice, they think the act will be infringed.
A second key area, I think, of interest in the recommendations bears on the impact of these platforms on the ongoing businesses of media and advertising, which have become, as we all know, severely disrupted by the coming of these platforms. The recommendations I see there are basically seem to be focused on industry codes of practice generally. There's a few other bits and pieces there rather than anything, you know, perhaps more strong. How's your reading of the recommendations in that area?
I think perhaps the platforms get too much blame
right
in this area. I mean, if you go back even before Google and Facebook came along, Esther Dyson wrote a paper probably 20 years ago predicting this and saying people were very quickly getting used to information being free and weren't prepared to pay for a newspaper. And so that was the beginning of the decline in depriving publishers of the revenue they needed to fund high-quality journalism. So what the ACCC has pointed out is that not only have they lost revenue from selling newspapers, the advent of Facebook and Google has just highlighted that the mix of advertising spend has definitely moved in favour of digital platforms, thus depriving the publishers of their other source of income. And so what all it's done is exacerbate the lack of revenue to fund the quality journalism that the ACCC says is in the public interest. And they've been quite novel, I think, in even proposing some public funding for selected forms of journalism, which is quite...
They have, yes. They recommend $50 million of grants for local journalism, and they want incentives to encourage philanthropic funding of public interest journalism, as you say.
That's right. I mean, that again, you can have the policy debate, but I think what's really valuable about this report is the fabulous insights that it's giving people who were just sailing along oblivious to a lot of this.
Leading Sydney technology barrister Philip Argy speaking there with Radio Northern Beaches' Michael Lester.